This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. John Block has an itch to get to his Illinois farm and help the family plant corn. He is also looking at the reality of today's low prices due to big surpluses of major grains. He highlights the need for the Chinese trade issues to be resolved, a U.S.-Japan trade treaty to be established, and, oh yes, ratifying of the USMCA with Mexico and Canada.
Everyone has their Iowa State Fair favorites. For kids, it's splashing in the fountains. For families, it's their annual trip down the giant slide. So what's your Iowa State Fair favorite?
I love being able to save some bucks on advance tickets, thrill park wristbands, and family fun packs before the fair even begins. Like this year, I saved over 30% on advanced admission tickets by visiting iowastatefair.org.
Visit iowastatefair.org. Participating Hy-Vee and Hy-Vee drugstores, Fairway stores, Price Chopper and Cash Saver stores, or the Iowa State Fair ticket office to save on your advance tickets. Nothing compares to the Iowa State Fair. For savings and schedules, visit iowastatefair.org.
John Block's commentary is underwritten by CropLife America, the National Corn Growers Association, and the Renewable Fuels Association.
At this moment, I am looking at the latest U.S. Department of Agriculture projections for crop carryover after harvest this fall. Ending stocks of corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton all projected to be at record or near record levels. It is shocking to look at these charts, especially soybean carryover, almost 900 million bushels. Farmers today are looking at low prices. Unless weather problems cut production, the global harvest price will not respond. Perhaps the only hope rests on trade to elevate demand. We need buyers for surplus farm commodities. I think President Trump's tariffs and trade disputes can deliver positive results, but we are paying a short-term price. We have an election coming up, and you can be assured President Trump needs a deal that he can tweet about. Keep in mind that China's economy is suffering. The tariffs have taken a toll. In the first quarter of 2019, Chinese imports increased 1.4%. Exports dropped 4.8%. With African swine fever, Chinese pork imports will explode this year. Projections are for a 41% surge. Trade talks have been going on this week with Japan, our fourth largest foreign market. Our U.S. Trade Representative, Robert Lighthizer, has been leading those negotiations. We've been losing some of the Japanese market because with the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement in business now, those members, and that's without us, have an advantage. But I expect the negotiations with Japan to advance quickly and we can reclaim our priority position with that country. And here's another high priority for U.S. agriculture in North America. We need to ratify the U.S.-Mexican-Canada agreement and lift our trade tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Farm country wants and needs to get something done. Put the heat on our government representatives. I can't wait to get to the farm.
Thank you, Mr. Block. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.